Hello everyone and welcome. Today we are discussing social media and children. This topic affects many families. With me today are Romy, a mother.
Hello.
Melin, a therapist.
Hey.
And Luna, a young social media user.
Hello.
Let's begin. Today, more and more children use social media. Do you think this is a good thing?
I think it can be both positive and negative. Social media helps children communicate and express themselves. However, it can also create a pressure and unrealistic expectations. It depends on how it is used.
As a therapist, I don't think social media is good for children. Many children feel anxious, compare themselves to others, and lose confidence. They're not ready for this pressure.
I understand that, but I think it's also mostly positive. Social media helps me to stay connected with my friends. I don't feel left out and I can share what I like.
So Luna feels connected, but Melin sees emotional risk. Romy, do you think a safe balance is possible?
Yes, with clear rules, supervision and open conversations.
At what age should children be allowed to use social media?
I think around 13 is reasonable, but with clear rules and parent supervision, children can need freedom but also guidance.
I strongly believe that children should wait until 16. Before that age, they're emotionally vulnerable and easy to influence.
I think it depends on the child. Some children are already at 11 or 12 if parents explain the rules and control screen time.
Melin, can supervision make social media safer at a younger age?
Supervision helps, but emotional risks are still present. Readiness is more important than age.
That's why I suppose a gradual approach with more freedom as children grow.
Romy, as a mother, what worries you the most?
I worry about cyberbullying and constant comparison. Children can feel judged all the time, which affects their self-esteem. I also worry about the amount of time they spend online.
I see emotional overload. Children receive too much information and too much opinion. This can lead to anxiety, stress, and sleep problems.
I understand these worries, but I think adults sometimes exaggerate. If we talk openly about the risk, it can be safer.
So communication is very important. Romy, do you talk openly with Luna about social media?
Yes, we try, but we are still learning together.
Do you think social media affects children's mental health?
Yes, it can increase stress and insecurity, especially because of comparison. But with guidance, it can also be positive and educational.
Yes, absolutely. Social media often causes anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Children start to measure their value with likes and comments.
It can be negative, yes, but especially when people are mean. But it can also help you feel understood and supported.
Melin, is there a way to reduce these negative effects?
Yes, through education, limits and strong parental involvement.
Romy, why is social media important today?
I don't think it's essential, but I understand why it matters for children. It's a part of their social life.
I don't think it should be important at such a young age. Real relationships should come first.
It's important because it's how we communicate and share moments with friends.
So social media is social, but also emotional. Have you ever seen or experienced cyberbullying?
My child hasn't, but I know many children who have, and that worries me.
Yes, I hear about it very often in my work.
Yes, I've seen mean comments, but it can make me sad or anxious.
Melin, how can parents help?
By listening, monitoring online activities, and teaching children how to react.
Who should be responsible for children's safety online?
Responsibility should be shared. Parents guide children, and platforms must create safer spaces.
Platform has a big responsibility because they design these environments.
Adults should guide us, but children also need to learn responsibility.
To conclude, how can we protect children while giving them freedom?
By setting limits, talking openly, and building trust.
By delaying access and protecting children's mental health.
By teaching us how to be safe and trusting us more.
Thank you all. This debate shows that social media has both benefits and risks. Balance, communication, and education are essential.